Italian authorities say now that 290 people have been confirmed to have died after Wednesday's earthquake. This morning, the president of Italy, Sergio Mattarella, arrived by helicopter to the hardest-hit hilltop village of Amatrice. He thanked rescue workers who have labored night and day to find survivors. Three more dead were pulled out from the rubble overnight. This morning, a state funeral was held in a gymnasium in a large town in the region. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley was there. Eleanor, thanks for being with us, and please tell us what you saw.
Well, Scott, the state funeral was held in a gymnasium. It was packed. 35 caskets were laid out, and the Prime Minister of Italy, Matteo Renzi, sat with the Italian president in the front row. People cried and hugged each other, and an orchestra played. The bishop of this town, Ascoli Piccino, he spoke. He told people not to be afraid to cry out their suffering. At the same time, he told them not to lose courage. He said that only together can we rebuild our houses and our churches and restore life to our communities. And then the bishop, he talked about the earthquake a lot, the terremoto, and here he is speaking.
Anche il terremoto è una guerra perché la natura non ci perdona e noi dobbiamo difenderci. Ecco perché è saggio imparare.
Scott, it was very interesting. He talked about nature. He said nature is wise and we must commune with nature and not provoke it relentlessly.
And you were able to talk to some of the people who were there at the funeral. How are they doing at this point, a few days after the earthquake?
Well, thousands were, coming by foot and pouring in. And the overflow crowd was held. There was a church next door where they had screens set up. People watched from there. And there was a little amphitheater next to the church where there was also a giant screen. And there were olive trees and people were trying to, get in the shade. It's very hot. People say that it is very important to be together. At one point, the priest read out the names of the victims and people clapped. I spoke with one woman, Raffaella Bugliocchi, and she said it's very important that people commune today, and here she is.
We are participating all our pain for our population, and it's not the first time to our people, no? You know that Italy is a very beautiful and dangerous place, and so we are here to share the pain today. Then we will speak about other things.
Now, Scott, those other things she said we would speak about, she said justice. There's a growing anger about the construction of some of the buildings that collapsed. Okay, granted, many are medieval, but there are earthquake codes that have to be followed. For example, one bell tower rebuilt 10 years ago collapsed and killed a family. And the Italian prosecutor in charge of the quake investigation says what happened can't simply be chalked up to nature. He said if buildings had been built like they were in Japan, they would not have collapsed.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley, thanks so much for being with us, Eleanor.
Thank you, Scott.